City Council meeting Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Invocation, Councilman Jeff Boyd, followed by our pledge allegiance.
Bow your heads, please. Dear Lord, I thank you for just the noise in this room. It just shows the life of the city in so many good ways and positive ways. Tonight, I ask a special prayer upon Candy Martin as she's retiring. I just pray your blessings on her and her family and her future. I thank you for all the departments, for all that we have and all of our blessings. And I just ask your hand of protection on this city. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I call the roll, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. And Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenton?
Here. Before we get started, Matt back there? I listened to it on Facebook last week, and you could barely hear what we were saying. So, don't blame it on me. Turn it up, but I ain't gonna hear.
Nice try.
So, give him Matt and tell him, what do we got to do and sitting here?
He's right there at the back of the room.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Hear what I said, Matt? Can't be my fault. We'll do it. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Okay, if I hadn't have done it then, I would have forgot it, so. Considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes. Regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 3/19/24, move forward. If there are no objections, reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I like all these guys here.
Yeah.
I think every
meeting.
Yeah,
you guys.
That didn't quite come out the way I meant it.
Well.
You but guys. True. She likes y'all being here.
This is the calendar boys.
Could you imagine if that was all girls?
Sorry
and
about
one of us
bro.
Would have said that.
No.
I would have giggled.
You've been waiting on that for 12 years.
I have no doubt.
Okay, Miss Annette, can we get back to business?
Yes, please.
All right. Announcements. Jim, is there anything at the wharf this weekend? Are we still recuperating from the truck show?
Cheer competition. Had one last weekend. Got this weekend. Next weekend is
car show.
Car show. Molotov's in there. Concert and A Hero.
I think it's Molotov's weekend, too.
It is.
Yes.
I'm leaving town. Anything else?
Y'all
good?
Let's do it.
Auditing of accounts?
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply. Within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we have a recognition tonight. I hate to call it a recognition. It's more than a recognition.
Yes.
It's like we're going to build a grotto in the back. So, Miss Candy's retiring. And for those of you, I think most of us in this room knows who Candy is, but from a mayor's perspective, Candy has made my life so easy because she disarms everyone that's calls upset or walks in the door upset. So I really appreciate you and going to miss you. So we really, really do. So
thank you.
I think we have something for you. Would you like to read it?
Yes. We have a certificate of recognition, and it says, whereas after 21 years of dedicated service to the city of Orange Beach at the front desk of City Hall, Candace Candy Martin is retiring. And whereas we are here today to express our sincere gratitude to Candy and to recognize her distinguished career with the city, because Orange Beach City Hall would not be the same without her. And whereas Candy Martin was hired by the city of Orange Beach in the administration department on April 21st, 2003, Whereas she has been a steady, calming presence at the front desk of City Hall since her hiring, and with her smile has welcomed and helped countless individuals and officials visiting the city. Whereas she has shown true excellence during her time, carrying out her duties with genuine kindness, patience, and compassion towards the community she has served, earning accolades along the way, such as the Chamber of Commerce's Island Spirit Award in 2006. And whereas she consistently demonstrates a generous spirit, tireless work ethic, professional integrity, and an exemplary attitude that has made her a tremendous worker and ambassador for the city of Orange Beach. Whereas Candy's service to Orange Beach has created an immeasurable impact, and her legacy will continue to resonate not only in the city of Orange Beach, but also with community partners who have the pleasure of working with her. Candy has enriched our city with her service, and she is worthy of the esteem of this community. And now, therefore, on behalf of the mayor and council, we honor and recognize Candy Martin for her 21 years of public service for the city of Orange Beach, and we wish her the best in her future endeavors.
Miss Candace, would you like to get a picture?
Candy, do you want to come up and say something?
Oh, boy, would I. No, it has been an honor and a pleasure to work for the city of Orange Beach. Thank you.
And she hates this kind of stuff, so make it fast, please. Yeah. And I've told her she can take it.
This is the centerfold for the fire calendar.
Derek, move that chair.
Come on.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Come on, squeeze in. And that one is that it.
You're right, you're too high.
If you're visiting us, Candy Martin is the epitome of hospitality and excellent customer service. From the minute she answers the telephone, you can hear the warmth in her voice and her true desire to help. She takes care of all of our callers, all of our visitors, and all of us. So thank you, Candy.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did say she was free to go, so you're welcome to leave. I said you were free to go, so you're welcome to leave.
I'll hang up for a few minutes. Okay, all right.
Oh, we're going to have a little gathering for her at the Coastal Arts?
Yes.
Yes. Which
Thursday afternoon?
It was a surprise.
No, it's not. There's no surprises to Candy. Thursday afternoon.
It's this Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6 Coastal Arts Center. There's no. You can try pull a surprise on Candy, but it never works. Just telling you.
We ready?
We're ready.
Am I missing something here? Nope. We got all the firemen here, huh?
Oh, but that's us. That's the first resolution.
Huh?
The first resolution.
The resolution.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Maybe I should read the agenda. All right, miscellaneous. Approval of a lounge retail liquor license. Shore Thing Cigars, Shore Thing Cigars, Wharf Parkway.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion?
Aye.
Do we have a second? No, a second. Alan, you got a call. He didn't even be so. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of restaurant liquor license application. Pier House Restaurant, Orange Beach. Pier House Restaurant, Orange Beach. Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution appointing Jeffrey F. Smith as fire chief for the city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Ford?
Ford Hanley, city administrator, not fire chief. I just wanted to honor our next fire chief of the city of Orange Beach. He was hired July 19th, 1996. Ooh. Has held basically every rank, I think, in the fire department, and is supported here by his wife, Sunshine, and his two children, Lakin and Rainier. He is an example of somebody who has been here for a very long time and done it the right way. And by the support that is shown in this room by all the men and women behind me, clearly states that we are making the right decision. And I look forward to working with him and having Chief, now, Jeff Smith, lead our fire department in the future. So thank you.
Thank you, Board.
Waiting on you, Jeff. Yeah, we're going to get pictures, too. So come on up here. So you're almost 30 years.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Thank you.
Almost 30. As a family, almost 50.
Mm-hmm.
With Sunshine here.
Combined with Sunshine.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
So I appreciate it. I appreciate your support. I appreciate all their support. It's pretty nice. Thank you.
It's an honor to call you chief.
That's right.
And it is.
This representation proves it. So thank you for what you've done.
Yes.
Thank you. And what you
thank you, Jeff.
We know you're going to do a great job.
Yes.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
It's kind of like Allstate. They do take everybody's call.
No, they
don't. Now just make sure we vote.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't vote yet?
No.
Got to.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We have a motion in a second.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Chief. Resolution supporting the Orange Beach Library, Children's Library Materials Policy.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution task order, McCulloch Architecture. Roof replacement, the library, not to exceed $18,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution task order, McCulloch Architecture, roof replacement addition, senior center, $11,700.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid, softball light installation, Sportsplex, Bill Smith Electric, $44,600.
Move to adapt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorized execution subscription agreement, Granicus LLC, identification, rental activity monitoring.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds, support Safe Harbor Animal Coalition, $10,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase pump from Jim House, $37,995.
Move to please adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing Lisa Nix to the Orange Beach City Board of Education.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? She is wonderful. done a great job. Thank you all.
Yes.
She here?
I don't see her. She's probably tutoring.
No, she's shy.
Remember, she tutors.
That's right. Just to give. Anyway, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of office equipment, finance department, state bid, Staples, $50,495.19.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing franchise, Superior Dumpster Service, solid waste, remove, transport, construction, demolition debris.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring police tactical helmets owned by City of Orange Beach a surplus. Donation, property of Crayola and Town of Alberta.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a use agreement, City of Foley, safety barricade, City of Foley's 2024 Hot Air Balloon Festival.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to public hearings. First one is canceled. Second one, reversion of the Bama Bayou Plan Unit Development Master Plan. Take it away, Griffin.
Yes, this is a request from the Community Development Department for approval of the repeal of case numbers 0103-PUD-04 and 0704-PUD-04 to rescind the PUD zoning for the Riverwalk Bama Bayou PUD and the reference parcels that you see on the screen. The zoning of these parcels will return back to its original zoning of general business. This is pursuant to the zoning ordinance section 7.08 and the city council ordinances that required this was 2004-792 and 2004-818. Planning Commission heard this at their meeting last week and gave it a favorable recommendation on an 8-0 vote. If we go to our next slide, and this is just a timeline of the Bama Bayou Plan Unit Development, and it obtained its preliminary and final PUD approvals in 04. At that time, it was called Riverwalk. And between 05 and 06, there was a series of PUD amendments. And then in 05 through 07, building permits were pulled for construction of some of the structures and the Gulf World facilities. Now those facilities and the buildings were partially completed. The building permits for those have expired. And in 2023, demolition permits were issued to take down those partially completed structures. If we go to our next slide, and this is just again a map showing the parcels, that's the PIN numbers for the parcels there to be reverted back to GB. And if we go to our next slide, this is just a map with those parcels outlined. And if you have any questions.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. This time we'll open the floor for any comments from the audience. Please state your name. And you have about 3 minutes.
Just 3 minutes?
I said about 3 minutes.
Just 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Obviously, David Skipper with Safe Harbor Holdings. So we've gone through a lot of problems with this, and obviously as a city, Bama Bayou project. I just want to state a few things of timelines. I want y'all to be aware of a few things that have gone on during that period of time. Obviously 2004, the PUD was started. That's here nor there, but as in 2005, SFP bought Building 5 area from Bama Bayou. It was part of the plan. In 2007, a reciprocal easement agreement was put together between partners of Bama Bayou, Galapagos, SFP LLC, and Marine Park. I'll go step back to that later for y'all. 2018, you guys approved a project with PG Invesco LLC. And we were part of that project also, meaning that land, that area, that strip, was actually a building that was in part of that project that y'all agreed to work with at that point. Obviously, it didn't get put forth. In August of 22, the Wharf Group filed a termination of on a reciprocal easement agreement without all parties' knowledge. Now, the reason why I'm stating that is that's part of the project and part of the land. It kind of runs with the land. I know it's not part of the put, but it is part of the land. On October the 21st of 2022, I was approached by the Wharf to find out what we were going to do with the property. And actually, I asked them, what were they going to do about the property? You know, common theme is try to figure out how you can work together. And rocks along, within 2023, mid-year, I was approached to sell this property. And kind of the reason why I'm telling you these timelines is there's certain things in here that are happening between these negotiations, even after the May of 2023, that we're trying to work through this. And as go through it, it was not developed, obviously, the Bama Bayou project. But I would love for it to be developed as the Wharf Landing project and have our piece also with the PUD. Not as a GB, but with a PUD. You guys have been sitting here for 18 years with it, but as a PUD, not as GB. And I think what I'm trying to tell y'all is when you take it from the PUD to the GB, you reduce me. You hurt my land, per se, with the project. That PUD takes away, when you go to GB, it sets different lot lines perspectives.
But you're not a part of the PUD.
I'm not part. I'm part of the PUD now. Yes.
But well, there is no PUD now.
There's no PUD.
There was a PUD until it was revised the other day. It's my understanding.
Mr. Skipper, you just stated that you were not part of the PUD, just part of the land.
No, sir. No, sir. The PUD was part of the land, meaning that PUD that we bought into, we were part of that land. The same PUD that's there now. I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous with this. I don't speak in public a lot.
Okay.
No, we understand.
But as speaking with this,
3 minutes, you take your time.
As speaking with this, what I'm trying to explain to you is that when you do change this back to GB, it hurts me. And I think the best process, Mayor, you and I talked, we were trying with Joni to mediate with the Wharf on this. Bring an idea of what's the best thing. Yeah. The best thing is for both citizens, for both parties, is to stay in the PUD. Revise the PUD, amend it to make it to where it's best for both parties. And then nobody is hurt at that point. But if you take it to GB today or whenever you vote on it, you will be hurting one landowner, one citizen of this area. And one thing that was stated to me in the meeting last week, Mr. Anderton with the Wharf Group stated that we had already been paid and had a suit and so forth. That is not correct. We did not get paid. There was a judgment on property against the Bama Bayou piece, but it was not collected. So that is not correct. And I hope if y'all read that, y'all will understand what that is and what that means. But anyway, so those are the things that I think are best for this town, to keep it clean to where that it does not have problems and a blight on this city, because we need that area to grow. I need that area to grow. City needs that area to grow. I want them to have their project, the city, and I want the Wharf to have the project, but not at my demise. So don't hurt anybody else in it. Let's grow together. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Will you take questions, Mr. Skipper?
Sir?
Have you not been in negotiations with the Wharf folks over selling that piece of property?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So do you want to sell, or do you want to stay in there and do something with your piece of property? You've had numerous negotiations with them over the price.
I've had numerous negotiations
over the price.
I have price that's correct?
Yes, sir.
But nothing that is of value. And to me, I would rather, if it were to build forward, and I know what they have, because nobody has given us an idea of their plan.
You have less than, is it three-quarters of an acre? Less than half?
Four-tenths of an acre.
It's four-tenths of an acre, so less than half an acre.
Yes, sir.
And you've been in the negotiations to sell that piece of property numerous times with them at the bargaining table. Is that correct?
We have gone back and forth.
Yes, sir.
That's correct. But now, keep in mind, there was a big gap between that period of time of negotiating back and forth.
Yes, sir.
The only time that it really kind of ramped up is December, end of December.
Okay.
Please understand where we are. You mentioned you're being hurt, and you may be. But this is civil between you and the wharf. It has nothing to do, as far as I'm concerned, with the city of Orange Beach. We have a job to do. We've lost 18 years of revenue while the lawyers, judges got rich off of it. So it's sitting in front of us now, ready to go. If we do nothing, there's got to be a PUD offered up for us to prove a PUD. There is no PUD offered up. But if we revert it to GB, then it moves forward. I don't know how you would expect us not to do that, because while you claim you may be hurt, and I'm not disputing that, the jobs, the revenue, and all that go with us moving forward is hurt. I think our role is to look out for the entire city, what's best for our city, not a single citizen. That's what the court system's for. That's between you and the wharf. And if you're correct, you will get your day in court and you will win, and you will be, I would think, rewarded handsomely. But to ask us to put everything on pause after we've waited 18 years while y'all settle a dispute, I don't think that's fair to us, and I certainly don't think it's fair to the city of Orange Beach and the residents of the city of Orange Beach.
With all due respect, Mayor, the PUD was never revised to GB prior. Mm-hmm. So why do it now when you still can use the PUD that's existing now to revise or amend?
The PUD that we have now, you would revise the entire PUD. It would be a new PUD. This PUD is nothing but a PUD in name. There's nothing there that would probably be there or anywhere near where we're certainly not going to have any more dolphins. You know, so the point being is it's a name only, but if I'm going to let attorney speak, because I'm pretty sure our ordinance dictates what we do.
Yes, sir. So Mr. Powell kind of alluded to it in his presentation and cited the ordinance, but the zoning ordinance section 7.08 can read specifically, kind of guides the council on this. It says if the PUD is not constructed within the time period specified, the department shall initiate the process to return the property to its original zoning classification. It goes on to say if a building permit is not issued or if an extension is not requested, the Department of Community Development, the department will place on the Planning Commission's agenda a zoning request to return the zoning to its original classification. Planning Commission will then make their recommendation to the City Council for final action. This property, as the council is all aware, while it did have a building permit, did have buildings constructed, the only building that received a CO has since been demolished. The other buildings did not ever receive a CO. There was no additional building permit extension requested. So for every intent and purpose, this PUD has been abandoned. There are no intents to follow through with it by anyone, as we're all aware. And the current landowners of all except for Mr. Skipper's parcel, landowner is asking us to follow through with our ordinance and revert back to the general business and revoke the PUD. And I think that the council, by our own zoning ordinance, has an obligation to follow through with that.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Griffin, do you have a red dot pointer? Can you point out, is it the red highlighted property? Let's go to that. Yeah, there we go.
It's the one that's identified by 285612.
Got it.
East, southeast.
Southeast there.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Mark, remind me to get a bigger TV. I can't see nothing.
There it is. All right. 285612, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And forgive my language. This whole thing has been a bastard.
Oh, forgive my language. I don't know if I cussed or not.
I don't know. Well, it depends on what you say.
And I didn't mean anything by it.
No, no. And we understand your grief. We do. But we are in an awkward position. And when.
As in I am, because I was forced to the table, not brought to the table.
I get it. But I think our point is the ordinance dictates we have an obligation to the city and our constituency. You have a remedy available to you through the court system to solve your problem. But that should not hold us up from moving forward to help move this project forward. And again, I think we all have empathy for you, but I don't know how we could ever sit here and do absolutely nothing while this makes its way through a court system. I can't even imagine how we would do that. Again, only one vote. There may be others that have different opinions.
Yeah, I understand. But I appreciate your time, and obviously,
Mr. Skipper, nobody's cutting you off of your property. Nobody's cutting you off. What you're here tonight is contesting the zoning designation of it reverting back to general business. You still have access to your property.
Yes, sir.
Within the land.
What sets me in that position different than prior?
Yes, sir.
Is where it was able to build lot line to lot line.
Right.
Now it reduces me. Okay. And also prior to that, as being part of that PUD, we had parking around. That was the agreement per se, and the
reciprocal. Yeah, but that PUD's not going to get built. That retail and all that's not going to get built.
I understand.
No one can do that in these times.
That would be a workout agreement between all of us, and that's what I was trying to shoot for.
But in all reality, you know that PUD, the original PUD, cannot be built out in this time.
I'm not. Again, I was thinking to revise the whole PUD as much as we could, because there was another. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'll take that or something for me. But anyway, so what I was thinking in the whole thing is to revise the whole PUD. Even though they came to me prior, Kit did, they're trying to make a general land use PUD, which I've never seen, I've never been a part of, but that was the thought pattern prior. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know what I want to do, because they are not showing us what they're trying to build and so forth.
Okay.
So I don't even know where those lines are supposed to be for easements and so forth now once this revises back.
Okay.
But again, it has nothing to do with the city of Orange Beach.
Mm-mm.
That's a civil matter. That's between y'all. I mean, there's no reason for us to even have an opinion on that situation.
Well, I was speaking of the PUD piece also, and that's part of your agreement. What zoning you give us as being part of that PUD.
But there's no PUD being asked for. There's no PUD being revised. The only thing in front of us is what our ordinance says. And again, for us to sit back and wait and not do anything does not make any sense for any of us.
Okay.
And I think you, again, has nothing to do with you. I think we all empathize, we do, but you have the court system to remedy this. Please don't put us in a situation to try to remedy it for you, because that's unfair.
I'm trying to be fair to both parties, and I felt like that trying to keep it in the PUD, that would be nobody hurt.
Well,
versus.
But they may not feel that.
No, we can get that project going, I believe. But anyway, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
If the council will let me speak just minute.
Go ahead.
I'm Jay Minus. I'm with Phelps Dunbar. I represent the Safe Harbor Holdings in this matter. Mr. Mayor, all due respect, while the litigation does not technically involve the city of Orange Beach, the rights that are being determined do involve the city of Orange Beach, and they specifically involve the property that is planned for to be re-subdivided once it's moved back to general business. There are a number of easements that are in, there's three places there are easements. There's one was with you're going to landlock when you approve that subdivision. When that's approved, then that will landlock Safe Harbor's property. However, the deeds to their property provide for easements,
mm-hmm.
all which go across the towards the road where the I don't know the name of the road, but where the toll bridge is.
Toll bridge is at.
Yeah.
Beach Express.
And those are undesignated easements. There's several, there's parking. I understand your concern about it's not going to be built, but that doesn't alleviate under the RIA agreement for them to provide parking for us. It just won't be in that parking deck that they thought it was going to be in.
Because they're not going to be
but
a parking
also
deck.
It, yeah. The easements for drainage and stormwater runoff. Are affect our property. And so it does involve the city from that standpoint. What we were suggesting with the Planning Commission was until there is a approved PUD or a project that's complete, there's a partial project that they're asking to be made into a subdivision, but the whole project hasn't been brought to the Planning Commission in its final stages, which is required under the ordinances to take place, is not change this designation. You as a council and as a city have a right to protect all the parties within this project. It was approved as a PUD. By moving now as opposed to later, you're devaluing the Skipper's property. And for that reason, we would ask that you delay until a final plan is presented and can be viewed before you make the decision that you're being asked to do today. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions?
Nope.
No, sir.
Okay.
Just very briefly, Chris Anderson. I am with Yates Anderson, a law firm here in Orange Beach, and I represent Wharf Landing with respect to this matter. Just a few things. We completely agree with Ms. Logan that the city's zoning ordinance, Section 8.03, mandates the reversion of the PUD under the circumstances. All the building permits have expired. I'm not going to reiterate that. Just wanted to address a couple things that Mr. Skipper and his attorney brought up. We certainly, you know, empathize with his position, but we think it's misguided that he thinks that some rights are going away. There are no vested rights in this PUD because nothing was ever built. These RIA issues are solely between, if anyone, Wharf Landing and Safe Harbor. Mm-hmm. The city has absolutely no potential liability, nothing to do with those easements. And what Mr. Skipper just brought up, there are some obligations under this RIA agreement, which we believe is wholly unenforceable because everything's changed since it was entered into, but they have absolutely nothing to do with the parcel that Wharf Landing intends to convey to the city at the northern end of what's designated as 234423. It's access to parking. It's really access to a parking garage that was never built and never will be built. But none of those things can impact the city's portion at the top of the map we're looking at. And we've already had discussions with the city's council. Jamie, correct me if I say anything incorrect, but I feel like we've got a solution for the city to get clear title to that property with no exception relative to that REA. Because again, underwriters reviewed it and found that it has no bearing on the city's parcel, even though the way it's drawn up, it looks like it encumbers all of these tracts, but really there's no encumbrance or obligation with respect to the what's going to go to the city that could create any liability or obligation to the city. So the REA, totally a private matter. With respect to what we intend to convey to the city, there's no obligation or encumbrance being created. And the last thing I'll say is that Mr. Skipper has told us intends to, you know, put a restaurant on this 11,000 square feet he's got. Well, under the current PUD, it doesn't permit a restaurant. It permits retail. So what he really wants is to hold all of this up. He bought this property for $35,000. When we tried to initially buy it, offered several multiples of what it's worth, came back with $2 million. So I respect him as a businessman. He's trying to, you know, do what he can, but this is holding up a giant project for the city. Will produce massive tax revenues, have, in our opinion, no impact on the school system, which we know is a major concern, and will just be nothing but, you know, a fantastic front door for the city of Orange Beach. So we would really appreciate your consideration of passing this reversion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything y'all would like to say to that?
I can answer any questions.
No, I was going to give them the ability to refute, rebut, whatever they'd like.
What I was suggesting is that I'm not asking y'all to never change this back, but until there is a final plat that's put out for everybody to look at of what the new project would be, that we would have this be delayed until that occurs.
How does that change anything?
Well, it gives us a better chance to see what would be developed, whether we could be a part of that property or not. And it also protects our rights. I disagree with Mr. Anderson that we don't have some rights into the property. We're not disputing Orange Beach, the property they want to buy and develop. That's not what we're talking about. But the fact that Orange Beach is part of that, it's getting part of that property, shouldn't cloud whether they're your obligations to protect the remaining parties in the PUD and their rights. Where we have a dispute over is where our access is, what our access is, what the size of our access is. That'll be decided in the case. And by moving forward with the reverting the zoning back to GB, we lose some rights and it affects the value of our property. We're asking that that be delayed until some of those things can be answered, and you're not picking one side over the other in the remaining part of the PUD. Just because we're the smaller part, we should still have, you have an obligation to protect the citizens in those PUDs. Just by delaying this changeover until some of those answers or questions is what we're asking for.
Delay until Thank when?
You. Pardon?
Delay until when?
Well, when number one, when there's a plan that's presented that mm-hmm. is final for us to look at.
Okay.
You don't have that yet.
Okay. But how does that help you?
It would help us to see if that how it would affect our property.
Okay. If it's a PUD, we have the decision as to whether it be zero lot lines or not. So that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get zero lot lines just because it's a PUD coming down the pipe.
Well, the problem is the unknown. We don't know what the new plan is going to be. We don't know what property rights will be affected. And we're suggesting that you not make a change. You haven't done it in 18 years. What's pressing to do it today, other than the wharf asked for it to do, but they don't have all their ducks in a row.
It's been a battle for 18 years, Mr. Minus.
That's right, because we haven't done it for 18 years.
For 18
Time
years.
To move. I respect y'all. Go to court and deal with it. But you can't expect us to sit here and do nothing because of a spit match over several hundred thousand dollars. That's just, you got multi hundreds of millions of dollars sitting there to be developed, and you want us to hold it up for a couple hundred, whatever that number is. But I don't understand that. I don't. And I would think that if you were sitting here, first of all, let me make something clear. The property we are getting is wetlands. We're just doing nothing but preserving wetlands. We're not going to be developing. We're not going to make money off of it. It's there to preserve wetlands. So there's no interest on our part one way or the other how that's affected. We can give it up before we kill the project. But I just don't understand why you would want us to say we're not moving forward until you guys figure it out. And again, all of the city of Orange Beach suffers from a revenue job perspective. That didn't make sense to me.
What I'm asking for is until the project can be presented so we know what our rights are, that you not jeopardize our rights. That's all I'm asking.
So, but when they present it, how does that affect our decision on what your rights are or not, whether you like them or you don't? I don't understand that.
Well, it's hard to – that's been a problem all along, is you're trying to look into an unknown and being asked to consent to or go along with something that you don't know what it is. Because it's not final. It's not there.
You have 4/10 of an acre.
I understand. We all have also have access that are undefined, that are going over the properties that y'all are being asked to, that the planning board's plan is rezoning to three different lots.
Okay. We just have to respectfully disagree.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Skipper. We value you tremendously in our city, as we do the wharf. We are elected to serve every single citizen in the city. And we are taking our council's counsel and going forward according to our ordinance. This is not choosing one over the other at all. This is doing what's best for the residents of the city of Orange Beach.
I would say if we don't follow our ordinance, we would be in legal jeopardy just as much as we do follow our ordinance. So we do what we think is best for the property in the city. That makes sense? Anyone else? Okay, I'll close the public hearing. Cottages at Old Bay, Robinson Grove, PUD minor modification, lien accessory amendment.
Yeah, this is a request from the Cottages at Old Bay Property Owners Association. It's a request for approval of a minor amendment to the PUD master plan to add fingers, piers, a crab deck, and covered gazebo to the existing pier. Just give you a history of the project. It was approved in May 2020. The cottages at Old Bay, at the time, it was called a Robinson Grove Plan Unit Development, and that was a 14-lot PUD subdivision. What you see down at the bottom, that was the original PUD master plan showing the 14-slip marina. And then we have an aerial photo showing the latest. And all the slips are located on the east side of the pier. What they're proposing, if we go to our next slide, is actually a two-phase expansion. The first phase is going to add six finger piers to the west side, and then also a crab deck, a 12 by 30 crab deck. The finger pier to the south, that would be for two jet ski lifts. And then phase two would be for a covered gazebo at the end of the pier. And since they were adding to it, we felt that this needed to be a minor amendment reviewed by the city council. And if you have any questions, I believe we have a representative from the POA here too.
So the POA has taken this over already? It's built out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you, Griffin. Thank you, Griffin.
Any questions? Everybody open floor up? Comments? Tell you, not close this public hearing. Moving to Zeke's Landing Marina, minor PUD modification, East Transient Dock Amendment and Storage Building Addition.
Yeah, this is a request from Zeke's for approval of minor modification to their PUD master plan. For number one, installation of 46 transient slips on the easternmost pier. If you look on the map, that's the area that's indicated with the A and the arrow pointing to it, and then also the installation of a 16 by 24 building to the south of their dry boat storage building, and that's in the area that's with B with the arrow. In December 2021, City Council approved installation of fuel tanks and allowed the easternmost pier to remain. However, they did not approve the transient slips. If we go to our next slide, this shows the current layout and shows where the easternmost pier is located. Go to our next slide. And this is the proposed marina layout. You see the slips indicated on the easternmost pier. It's 46 slips that they will use for dry boat storage staging area and also for transient boat traffic. The marina has 56 slips presently, and that's located, if you look on the screen, to the west or to the left of the easternmost pier, used for charter boats, non-ferry carrying vessels, and head boats. The dry boat storage buildings have a little more than 160 berths in there. Our zoning ordinance requires the parking for the charter, non-ferry boats, and the head boats, and the dry boat storage. The parking for the 46 transit slips, they say, is already accounted for through the parking that's assessed for the dry boat storage, 160-plus berths. So there's 356 parking spaces required overall at the marina, and they have 403 total when you look at the surface parking and also valet parking. So that's on the marina thing. On our next slide, this is going to be for this office storage building. Again, this is going to be south of the dry boat storage area. Zeke's recently purchased Orange Beach Boat Sales LLC, and this building, as you see on the screen, will be used as an office for that business. And so if you have any questions, I believe we have also representatives from Zeke's here too.
Dock is transit. The dock, East Dock is transit.
That's right.
Staging, restaurant, et cetera?
That's right.
Nothing rental, no charter, strictly?
That's what they've indicated. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and
sure,
and staging from the inside storage. I met with Ms. Lynn at an event, and she said, I wish you could come back. I said, I'm sitting here watching these folks trying to get off this boat and get to that restaurant. I said, the parking area turned out to be very nice. I voted against that expansion, against that easterly zone piece of property early on because of the past history. So I met with Lynn and her dock master, I believe they're here. And I said, you've got to have this for transit. She said, yes, and for when we take out dry storage and people are coming down, driving down to get on their boats. I said, no rentals, absolutely nothing but transit for the restaurant going back and forth and for the dry dock inside storage. So at nighttime, there will not be overnight storage. There will not be rentals. There will not be any mooring pilings established to rent out spaces. Is that correct, Lynn?
That is correct.
That's what we agreed, right?
Correct.
Great.
Any other thoughts or questions?
I know Joni had expressed the same thought. She just wanted to make sure that that was not going to add to boats in the bayou, that it would just be for existing boats or for transients to come through.
And they need it. So. Okay.
Any comments on the floor? If not, close the public hearing. Moving to Young's Hideaway glamping site.
Yeah, this is a request from the city for approval to allow glamping sites on the city-owned parcels in the Amber Isle and the Beach Village plan unit developments. If you look on the screen, the yellow arrows are pointing to the location. This is abutting the Gulf State Park and also the Backcountry Trail. Anybody who's wondering what glamping is, I had to look it up. It's basically camping with luxuries and amenities.
Glamorous camping.
That's right. It's not, you're not roughing it, so... So
it is
go to our next slide. This is just a site plan. Be 15 glamping sites with this project. The sites will consist of a 16x30 platform to support the glamping tent, and also there will be one parking space to the side. Roadway will be constructed on this Young Hideaway lane. It'll be 13 feet in width. It will expand to 20 feet in certain areas. The roadway and the parking spaces will be constructed of stone. They'll have the emergency vehicle turnaround area located on the paved portion of the Rosemary Dunes trail to the northeast of the glamping site. Each site will have king, queen beds, bunk beds, mini refrigerators, rugs, lamps, diffusers, outlets, ceiling fans, AC units. I think I understood it was going to be similar to the Chihuahua State Park outside of Auburn, what they have. So if we go to the next slide, I went to their Facebook page and sort of pulled some pictures as to what they have at their state park. And so we go to our next slide. And then the next. Next slide. All right. Next. That's it.
Pretty cushy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you have any questions.
I've got a couple.
Where's the air conditioner?
There'll be a portable stand-up in there.
Yeah.
During the case of an impending storm, will they come take the canvas down and vacate that, leave the platform? What is their emergency?
Yes, they...
You know, I don't... We'll have enough trash if, and I'm not hoping for that. But we'll have enough trash scattered throughout. I'm not saying that's trash, but parcels and stuff like that.
Philip West, Coastal Resource Director, working with a concessionaire on this project. Hurricane approaches, they'll remove the fabric.
That's what I thought.
Walls will stay, the deck will stay.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have a response plan that was submitted in their proposal.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Philip.
So 14 was 14 sites.
We
eventually.
15, they're putting in 10 initially.
Okay. Any other questions for Philip? Anybody from the floor? Okay, close the public hearing. Moving to ordinances, our first reading, reversion of Alabama Bayou Plan Unit Development.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
I have a question for council. If I'm going to abstain in the vote, do I abstain in this vote as well?
Mm-hmm.
This has to be unanimous to move forward.
It's first reading.
An abstention is as if you're not even here.
Mm-mm. He's abstaining.
So if you abstain, you abstain?
Abstain.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Move to adopt the ordinance?
And then, Mayor, did you?
Yeah, he said yeah.
All right.
Second.
Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember, Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Motion carries. First reading, cottages at Old Bay, Robinson Grove, PUD, minor modification, marine accessory amendment.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. All right. Zeke's Landing, Marine PUD modification, East Transit Dock Storage Building.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Good. All right, Young's Hideaway glamping sites.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Can we trust Philip? So, can?
Yeah,
we've
been working on this for a while.
Trust Philip.
Oh, yeah. This has been a long time coming in the
planning
stage for
this. State Park was with us today, and they said they're already taking reservations on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Do we hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay, we are adjourned, and now we are moving to Committee of the Whole. It's called to order, April 16, 2024.
I got it. I got two copies. You got the...
No, here it is. I'm sorry. All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Would y'all let me just read all through all of them and come back to them?
Okay.
Yeah, resolution awarding bid Justice Center Ruth fascia replacement. Resolution, two message boards for the police. Resolution authorizing execution of sub-award grant agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation, STORAC Council selected restoration component funded Orange Beach Stormwater Master Plan. Resolution appropriating $25,000 Coastal Alabama Business Chamber Gateway Initiative. Resolution authorizing to execute professional service agreement, Nick Rich, Wild Design for Design and Consultation Services. Resolution authorizing to execute a task order, Rick Nitch, Wild Design Project Consultation, Wildlife Center Outdoor Enclosures, not to exceed $9,000. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach to join the State of Alabama and other local governments as participant in opioid settlements. Resolution authorizing reduction in rental fees, Orange Beach Event Center. 2024 Alabama High School Athletic Association Officials Training. resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus and unneeded and authorizing donation.
It's been that kind of meeting.
Should we dance?
I can't get no satisfaction. I know it's been an hour on the meeting deal, but we're almost done.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Thank you. I don't know where I was.
Number nine.
Declaring vehicle, City of Orange Beach, surplus unneeded, Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo. Resolution authorizing the franchise, Ryan Ahern, doing business, Potato Key Party Bus, Shuttle Service, City Limits, Orange Beach. Resolution authorizing approval of wetland permit, coastal employee parking lot. Y'all good with our questions on any of those?
Yes, I believe you missed the approval of the 2022 audited financials.
To do what?
It's on miscellaneous.
What number
the
is
very
that?
Very first
miscellaneous
item.
Miscellaneous number one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Approval of 2022 audited financials. I was trying to hide something. All right. Any questions on any of that?
No.
All right. Public hearing, water recreational rentals, May 7th, 24. Public hearing, Alabama Highway 180 frontage roadway requirement, May 7th. Zoning text amendments, charter boat home occupations, May 7th. Everybody good with those?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, anybody in the audience before we adjourn?
I'm Charles Wilson from Fair Oak. Mayor, thank you for letting me be here.
Absolutely.
Talked to you and Jerry recently. I told you when you guys passed your resolution regarding your library, I wanted to come on behalf of grassroots organizations across our county who have been trying to get other municipalities, city councils, and the library boards to at least hear us concerning the obscene material that is in all of our 13 public libraries. You are the first city council to step up to the plate and do something. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It wasn't hard because they got a great library and a great library staff that had already done a great job of. There wasn't a whole lot for us to do, but making the philosophical statement and stance, I think, was necessary. So,
and I hope it will open the doors to some of our other municipalities. Thank goodness two or three of our libraries have on their own initiative, without the city council being involved, relocated books. Foley has, Somerdale has, Spanish Fort has, Robertsdale has, and now you've been the first one in the county. And again, we appreciate it so very much, and thank you.
We appreciate y'all's efforts very much so.
Well, it's not fun.
And thank you for coming here tonight from Fairhope, Mr. Wilson.
Yes. Thank you, Charles.
I told the mayor, whenever you guys do this, I want, because we've been working on this for over a year, and we've been called a lot of names. Mm-hmm. people consider our request as book banning.
And it's not.
It is not.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Children do not have the same rights as adults. The American Library Association's Bill of Rights says children ought to have the right to read anything they choose. Well, that's not right. And that's a Marxist lesbian running the show. And that's why Governor Ivey asked, I don't think she asked, she told the libraries, state board, disassociate with American Library Association.
Yes.
And if your library is still using their Bill of Rights, you need to look at it because it's not good. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Like I said, it was easy for us. We have a great library staff.
Yes.
It was no problem. We work hand in hand, so.
Thank you.
It was good.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Good night, everyone.